Afghanistan tops the United Nations list of the 49 poorest countries in today's world. In its annual report released today, the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development warns that the world economic crisis will soon take its toll on these nations and is urging a complete overhaul in development policies financed by foreign aid. Dr. Zelchka Kozel-Wright, chief of the African Least Developed Countries section of UNCTAD, argues that in this context, business as usual is no longer acceptable.
No one is happy with the current aid situation. I believe there is a need for more transparency, but relatively speaking, there's also a need for much greater aid on a per capita basis that goes toward building of their productive structures rather than on purely giving short-term aid, for instance, in terms of food grants, which are eaten and that's it. People need to be given the fishing rod, not just the fish. Unfortunately, we have done studies that show that historically aid levels have dropped significantly following recessions in the developed market economies, and we are very concerned what will this imply for these countries, you know, who are so dependent on aid for food imports, for example, and, you know, for just feeding their basic population. So we're not talking about just increasing aid, we're talking about development financing and diversifying the types of development financing that these countries require, because the Western countries could come up with billions of dollars or trillions of dollars to bail out the banking sector, but they can't come up with $50 billion to provide basic and essential to secure essential living conditions in Africa. We are not development pessimists. We believe that it is possible, and there are many lessons to be learned. If Botswana could do it, Mauritius could do it, in part Uganda, Rwanda, you know, why can't the other countries do it?